Welcome to the show that explores the delectable world of fine wine and food throughout Santa Barbara. What to order, where to go, when to buy. From Stearns Wharf to Solvang and beyond. Hop on for a hayride through the grapevines and along the restaurant trails. This is Cork and Fork SB with your host, John Hennigan.
This is Cork and Fork Radio, and this is John Hennigan. We also have another John in the studio with us. We have John Chamberlain, and John is the director of marketing for Limonera. Did I say it right?
John, that was so great.
I did it right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I suspect anybody that's in the sound of our voice probably already knows about Limonera. They are the largest...
We're the largest grower of lemons in the United States and also one of the largest growers of avocados.
And
around for... we'll have our 120th year anniversary next year.
Right.
And so it was very much manifest destiny, John. So it was Go West, Young Man, Horace Greeley, remember from the New York Herald Tribune? So there were two guys in Maine. It was Wallace Hardison and Nathan Blanchard. And they ended up coming to the West. And Hardison founded oil in Santa Paula. And Blanchard was in the state assembly. And they got together. And we have a little oil museum in Santa Paula because Hardison started Union Oil of California. And so with the money, with the money that they got, they in 1893, they pooled $1 million worth of capital and they started the Limonera Company.
Wow, that's a lot of money
in 1893, and there was nothing in this little valley. And so they started growing lemons. They started shipping them back to places in the Midwest and the East Coast where you couldn't get citrus in the wintertime. And people loved them, loved the produce, and so it started growing from there.
Well, you know, obviously we're the studio that we're in, citrus is huge.
Yeah.
And, you know, almost everybody's got a lemon tree in their yard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But where do lemons grow?
Well, they grow in the typically a Mediterranean climate. So you'll see lemons growing in the southern hemisphere. You'll see them growing in Spain. You'll see them growing in Africa a little bit, Israel.
And, oh, my gosh. What was that? Anyway.
It was a technical thing, John.
Yeah, there you go. But, lemons, I guess they've always been very popular, but it seems like they're becoming more popular with more and more uses, especially a lot of, Epicureans are finding that, lemons work really well for...
John, I love you. I love everything about you. You just opened this whole thing by saying, this is so great because we're starting this campaign called Unleash the Natural Power of Lemons. And what we're trying to do is teach people about the versatility of lemons. And I hard to believe, but lemons are a very versatile product. So we tell them about all the things you can do with natural cleaning with lemons, all the health benefits of lemons, and there are many health benefits. And then, of course, all the great things you can do with food and recipes. Mm-hmm. And then also you can decorate with lemons. And so we just did something in New York today. So we have opinion leaders in each of these cities that we started with. We started with Los Angeles and Chicago and then New York. And so we've got somebody that's involved in each of these categories. We have Thomas Keller, who's a fabulous chef. He owns the French Laundry up in Napa. And then also Per Se at the Time Warner Center in New York. And so he's one of them. Yeah. Then we've got this, I was telling you about this young girl. She's fabulous. Her name is Saudia Davis. And her grandmother came from the Caribbean to, was a housekeeper in the Bronx. And she, unfortunately, it's kind of a sad twist, she developed cancer in her later years.
Her grandmother
did. And they kind of suspected that that was a result of some of the cleaning products she was using. So she developed this company called Echo Green Cleaning. And she has a fabulous little business going. And so we talk about cleaning with lemons naturally and all the tips. We've got them on our website. And so we've got a great video of Saudia on the website, and then we've got Marissa Lipper, who's a nutritionist in New York, and she talks about all the great things. And these, everybody's a brand now, John. Yeah. It is amazing. Everybody's got a story. Yeah. They got a brand, and some people are very sophisticated.
Right.
And with what's going on in social marketing now, we can all link together and help each other build awareness for our businesses.
Exactly. Well, you know, this is kind of off the wall, but one of the things I like about lemons is that, you know, I've got a lemon tree.
Do you?
And there's lemons on it 12 months out of the year.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you can get a lemon and, you know, take it home and put it in your basket, and it's good for a couple of months.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's great.
It's not like a tomato or something. Yeah.
That's right. You know, and you get many yields off of a lemon tree. A lemon tree typically grows for about 70 years, and then what happens is it won't, the yields just won't be as good. So they're long-lasting, get a lot of yields off of them.
Yeah.
And they're great. So, and Meyer lemons are very popular now with chefs. We sell a lot of Meyer lemons to chefs. We have a great chef.
Because they're a little sweeter, aren't they?
They're a little bit sweeter. They've got a slightly thinner skin. And they're great. And so there's a great chef at Nobu in Malibu, Gregorio Stevenson. And we did, in Los Angeles, he did the cleaning category. And I'm sorry, the cooking category. And so there's a great video of him using Meyer lemons in recipes. So we sell, if you go to a restaurant and there's, you know, you have a cocktail, if you have a martini, or if you a lemon drop martini,
right?
Or if you have gin and tonic, or you just have lemonade, all of these things, they're great recipes that you can have with lemons. There's a great woman in Chicago.
Of course, my favorite is hollandaise sauce.
And the hollandaise sauce. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, you don't look like you eat anything. I don't know. You people don't see John, but he's looking like he's not eating that much to me.
I'll tell you what. I make hollandaise sauce from scratch.
That's great.
And it comes out perfect every time.
How great.
And it's not that many people can do that. But there's some tricks that maybe we'll talk about a little bit later.
That's great.
Okay. Well, John, right now we're supposed to be taking a one-minute break.
Sure.
And we're going to come back with Patrick Pelley. And, you know, it might be bring up the subject of lemon because he's got a very, very special product that might work with lemon. Anyway, you're listening to Cork and Fork Radio. We'll be right back with you real quick.
Break out the olive oil and balsamic vinegar. We'll be dipping into more adventures next on Cork and Fork SB.
Pull the cork, pour a glass, sip the convergence of earth, sunshine, and morning dew. Thank the gentle hands of the grape harvesters, the soul of the grower, Louis Lucas, the mastery of Lucas and Llewellyn Vineyards winemaker, Megan McGrath Gates. Celebrations begin with Lucas and Llewellyn wine, Chardonnay, Cabernet, Pinot Noir, Cabernet Franc, and Petite Syrah. Experience the bounty of Santa Barbara County's wine region and become part of the Lucas and Llewellyn Family Wine Club. As a member, you'll receive generous discounts and participate in fabulous wine country celebrations. Visit our beautiful tasting room in Solvang at 1645 Copenhagen Drive. Open daily 11 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Log on to llwine.com. Call 805-686-9336. That's 805-686-9336. Happy holidays to you from all of us here at Lucas and Llewellyn Vineyards.
The Cork and Fork SB Wagon Ride continues now with your host, John Hennigan.
This is John Hennigan, and this is Cork and Fork Radio, and we do have with us John Chamberlain, who's a director of marketing for Limoneta. And
place of the Portuguese. You did that so well, John.
Well, and this is a multinational organization we got here. Matter of fact, we have Patrick Pelley, who may not live in New Zealand. And Patrick, it's been a little while since you've been on, so just in case people forgot, let's kind of give a quick description. I just started to talk to John during the commercial, but didn't have time, about what Mount Cook Alpine Salmon is.
Hi, John. Thank you very much, and happy holidays.
And you.
Yep. Anyway, Mount Cook Alpine Salmon, we're a sustainable king salmon farm located in the Alps in the South Island of New Zealand. We sustainably rear king salmon in fresh water that comes down off of the glaciers their entire life. They actually don't run to the ocean. They stay in the fresh, clean glacial water, and it makes a truly unique and very sustainable king salmon.
Well, and it's kind of hard to describe because, oh, by the way, Patrick, you know, Christmas is pretty much here. And if you're in, you know, if you're kind of wondering what I want for Christmas, I can give you a clue.
Easy day.
Anyway, but you know, there's a couple of things that we've talked about in the past, and the product that you have, and I'm not sure exactly why, but I was just telling John, this is, you know, because I really like King Salmon. But not only is yours the best king salmon I've ever tasted, but to me, it's like, I think it's the best food I've ever tasted. I mean, it is, I almost prefer it not cooked, but when you warm it up a little bit, it's not a bad deal. Now, John is the director of marketing for Limonera, which produces Meyer lemons and a lot of citrus. So, and
we need to pair them with salmon.
Yeah, you know, I have mixed emotions on that. I think everybody likes to put lemon on salmon, but to me, if there's a problem with the salmon, you shouldn't have to cover it up with lemon.
Right.
But that's, you know, that's my personal opinion. A lot of people can't eat any fish without it.
What is what do you think? Are you in New Zealand now?
No, I'm located in San Diego. My wife and I reside in Sunset Cliffs. I have to agree with you. There's nothing better than a very, very nice light Meyer lemon preserve to accompany the fish. You know, anything too heavy, of course, we don't want to cover up the flavor.
Exactly.
But I just love those Meyer lemons.
Yeah. Well, we love salmon, so there's something that we need to do together here, I think.
That's a match made in heaven.
It is.
I think we got a deal working out here. But remember, it is Christmas, and I'm the host.
That's right. Oh, yes, John, we've got it. Yes, I hear Tiny Tim out in the hallway.
Yeah, I tell you what makes a difference, and it's our water. We're located in man-made hydroelectric canals way up in the mountains, 3,000 feet in elevation, and we get 2.2 million gallons of water every minute that flows right through our farm. And it's not recirculated. It goes right down to the sea. And with that volume, we basically are raising a little Olympic swimmers. The water is so pure, you can drink it above and below the farm. And
that's great.
And, you know, that's what makes the fish special.
Well, and again, I don't want to say, you know, to be pejorative about, you know, other products, you know, but, you know, when you picture the Atlantic farm-raised salmon, where you've got these pens with fish swimming in a circle, pooping on each other. I mean,
you know, those poor fish.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, you've got these healthy fish that water's moving about 7 miles an hour with this pristine water.
Fabulous.
And it really, really, it's a little more expensive. But, you
worth
know,
it.
But you just eat a smaller portion, yeah. I guess. But no, it's
worth
incredible.
It. Sounds fabulous.
I'll tell you where we're priced on the market, you know, with a salmon that's grown like this at a natural free-range life cycle, we actually stack up with your California Wild King salmon and some of the other more sustainable fish on the market. So don't be afraid of the price.
You know, I was down at the market the other day in Santa Barbara that you sell it, and it seems like the price has dropped a couple of dollars.
Well, you know, the economy is good with us. Sometimes the exchange rate is up and sometimes it's down. We're moving very, very high volumes right now because we're in the peak of our 2010 generation. So,
right.
Yeah, the price has probably come down just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So you sell at the farmer's market?
We don't. We actually, Mount Cook only sells through distributors,
okay.
But we have people up and down the coast and across America. They're in Santa Barbara. Some of my favorite places are right there at the Four Seasons Biltmore.
Fabulous
and
place.
Cielito up in town. There's several places to get it right there in town.
Well, they're smart people.
Yeah, they just love it. I tell you, the raw and the seared applications that John mentioned are just lovely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
Well, and you know, as is most fish, if you get a really good product, there's only one way to ruin it, and that's to overcook it. And you know, what you have, you know, you can, if you want to cook it, that's fine, but make sure it's still red in the center.
Smart.
I agree, John. It's the best when it's a wee bit raw.
Mm-hmm. And the you know, the product itself is very interesting. Now, you mentioned it goes through distributors, but can people also contact you online and find out a way to get it?
They can contact me online. If you want to have it delivered fresh to your doorstep, mm-hmm. the best distributor in the United States for fresh Psycho salmon is Catalina Offshore Products. They're located right here in San Diego. www.catalinaop.com.
Okay.
They have it fresh. They cut it fresh for you. Overnight, it's right on your front door and doorstep, and you're ready to go.
Okay. Patrick, we're finished with this segment, but if you don't mind hanging on for a few minutes, because we're going to take a quick break, and we'd like to bring you on with somebody that you might know, if you don't mind. You're listening. Is that all right?
Yes.
Okay. You're listening to Cork and Fork Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio with John Chamberlain, Director of Marketing for Limonero, and we're going to be right back.
More tasty morsels on the Cork and Fork SB journey just ahead.
Il Bustino greets you with a vista of gleaming tanks crafted in Italy, filled with fresh California oils and exotic vinegars. Selecting the right oil or vinegar is a personal sensory experience. Come in and taste from tanks to find what fresh, quality local ingredients can produce. Your taste buds will excite with flavors you've never experienced. Flavored vinegars, diverse and delicious. Award-winning flavored olive oil is made by crushing the fruit and herbs along with the olives, producing natural and intense flavor. Il Bustino is a local family-owned business on Upper State, west of the San Roque Post Office at 3401 State Street. Santa Barbara has a history with olives. Stop in and taste the distinctive results of olives milled just hours after a hand-picked harvest. From mild buttery to more robust blends made in the Italian tradition. Tapenades, dips, flatbreads, and spices. The best in unique specialty food products. You'll find it at Il Bustino, the truly tasteful experience. The exploration of fine wine and food throughout Santa Barbara continues now on Cork and Fork SB.
This is Cork and Fork Radio. This is John Hennigan. And we also have with us in the studio is John Chamberlain, Director of Marketing of Limonero, and we might even talk some more about some citrus. But we also have, holding over, we have Patrick from Mount Cook Alpine Salmon from New Zealand on the line with us that we just spent some time with. And Patrick, do you know somebody by the name of Alessandro that happens to be a chef at the Biltmore?
I do. Alessandro and I have been friends for some time now, and yeah, he's one of the best chefs on the West Coast.
Well, why don't you say hi to him?
Hey, Alessandro.
Hi, Pat. How you doing? Wow, best chef on the West Coast. Wow, that's a lot of pressure there.
Yeah. Well, the reason that we decided to hold Patrick over and talk to Alessandro is that on the menu at the Biltmore, which is obviously, you know, it's got to be, you know, one of the top 10 restaurants on the West Coast. I don't know what the statistics are, but it certainly ranks up there with the best of them. And, of course, if you want to carry the very best products, you're going to carry Mount Cook Alpine Salmon.
Of course.
So we thought we'd let you and Patrick talk a little bit together.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Pat. How you doing?
Very good. Thank you, and welcome back home.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me on the radio. You know, it's a great honor.
My pleasure. You know what? With great products come great chefs, and it's just been an honor to know and work with you, Alessandro.
Mm-hmm. Well, Alessandro, give us a little bit of an idea on what what you do with the Mount Cook Alpine Salmon.
Well, I currently have a dish actually on my dinner menu, and I use a green farro, which is an Italian grain, of course, because I'm Italian. You know, here at the Bella Vista, the Four Seasons at the Biltmore, we do Italian food in our restaurant, which it's not 100% Italian. Like I'm 100% Italian, but the food is Italian with a California twist. You gotta use the local ingredients, great proteins like that salmon, definitely. And going back to my dish, I do a green farro, which is an ancient grain from Italy, and I do heirloom cauliflower, yogurt, and pistachio. So, I'm using the pistachios from Santa Barbara, you know, the Faro, which is an Italian grain, and just giving it kind of like a light California interpretation to the dish, you know, making it that you can come in the restaurant, eat it, feel good about it, because it's a great product. The salmon itself, but also the preparation kind of showcases the ingredient, you know, and that's what I try to do with all of my dishes in the restaurant. You know, I wouldn't call it too formal. You know, I want to keep it very to a point where everybody can understand what I'm serving them.
Mm-hmm. Alessandro, I have a question for you that we were talking about a little bit earlier when we were talking to Patrick Pelle from Mount Cook Alpine Salmon. Is I have my own ideas, but some people insist on putting lemon on fish. And I'm just curious as to what your thoughts are on that. Even if it's a good Meyer lemon, you know, and I think that Patrick mentioned something about maybe some orange.
All kinds of citrus. But, you know, I also think that every fish has got its own kind of citrus. Like, I wouldn't put lemon with salmon necessarily.
Oh.
I would go, like you say, Meyer lemon. I think Meyer lemon is a bit of a milder dish. And I actually do a black cod dish with Meyer lemon. I do a Meyer lemon puree. And I serve it with kabocha squash. And I do like a Tuscan kale agrodolce, which means sweet and sour in Italian.
Mm-hmm. So, Alessandro, we're going to invite you down to Limonera Ranch for some Meyer lemons, and you can play a little bocce ball.
And actually, we went to the extent of just doing, you know, we do a seafood plate in our lounge, and we put Meyer lemon instead of putting regular lemon, because I mean, I feel that the acidity is there to cut the fish, and it's just not as invasive as the lemon can be sometimes, you know. And plus, we have so many here in this area that, you know, we need to use them. You know?
Well, especially at we love Italians down at Limonera, Alessandro. So you've got to come down.
Well, and I've been using your lemons as well.
Fabulous. Once.
Yeah.
We love you.
Yeah.
And what about some traditional dishes for?
Yep.
You know, for the holidays, Alessandro, does salmon work for that? Or what are some of the things that you like to see this time of year?
Well, definitely salmon works, but, you know, being an Italian restaurant as well, you know, we do all of our fresh pastas in-house. Mm-hmm. I even actually bought an extruder, so we're making spaghetti, rigatoni, gnocchetti. So all of that is made in-house. So I don't buy any dry pasta. We make it, and then we cook it from fresh. It's a quicker service as well, because, you know, in 2-3 minutes you can cook it, and the sauce just gets trapped much better. You know, and a lot of restaurants that, not the one that I worked at, but, you know, you might pre-cook pasta before service, and then it's a mess, you know. And and I just, you know, fresh, made in-house, you know what you're putting in, and you know what you get out of it. So, like, one of the dishes that I'm actually doing for New Christmas Eve, coming, because next Monday is right here. I can't believe it's already Christmas. It's making a gnocchetti sardi, which is a Sardinian pasta with mushroom trifolati, which is like a roasted mushroom. I'm going to have roasted quail on the menu with grilled persimmon and baby beet greens. So just the greens of the beets, you know, because it's like with pork, everybody's using everything. And I think with vegetables as well, we need to start. And we already started as chefs using all parts of the vegetables, you know. From the root to the top,
right.
You know.
Well, you know, I just realized a couple of years ago that broccoli, the stems, if you peel them, are great.
They're great. I love them. You know, it's, and I'm actually using it's called broccoli di ciccio. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a baby broccoli, and it's got the leaves on it, and the stem, you actually don't even need to peel it because they're so small and they're just flavorful. You know, we just roast those with like chili flakes, extra virgin olive oil, garlic, and then just finishing with a little bit of Parmesan cheese on it, and gratin them.
Now, I've got a quick question. Great. You mentioned quail. Is that a breast or is it deboned?
No, the whole quail,
that?
Actually. So really? The breast is deboned, and then we just keep a little piece of the leg into the.
Okay, so it is boned, and then you stuff it?
No, we don't stop that one. We just serve with the persimmon. We actually just roast it. We just grill it quickly. We just like garlic, rosemary, and sage. And maybe we just put a little bit of a touch of Meyer lemon on it because, you know, I think grilled meat as well benefits from citrus on it as well.
Well, Patrick, I know that you probably have salmon on your table once in a while, but what are your plans for the holidays?
You know what? My family's Indian from the continent, so I'm hoping that we're having all Indian affair.
Mm-hmm. It sounds great.
Yeah, it's lovely. Nice biryanis, masala dosas, and just lovely things from the subcontinent.
Mm-hmm. And does that mean that you don't get to go in the kitchen?
You know what? I can try, but I get schooled there.
Yeah. Oh, you've been in my kitchen many times. I know you sneak in right away. I know you know what to do when you get in the kitchen.
Yeah, you know what? I'm a wee bit out of my element though when it comes to Indian cookery.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, of course, I cannot imagine what the kitchen would look like at the Biltmore, but you know, I've seen Patrick put together some salmon quickly, and then the salmon collars also, which is kind of interesting.
We actually did a great salmon dinner, and he did the first course, so it was three different, because, you know, and he's teaching me things that I never thought about it. Like, you take a salmon fillet, and you go towards the belly, and the middle, and the back. They all have different flavor and texture profiles. So what he did, we served all three different kinds as a crudo, so like a sashimi style, and each one of them had a different oil, a different herb, a different salt. It was like 1,500 ingredients for one day. Wow, I can't remember it. You know, I have nightmares. No, I'm just kidding.
It sounds exhausting.
Everybody loved that course.
I hope you had a lemon drop martini at the Biltmore right before that.
Yeah.
And give us another idea what some of your favorite dishes are, Alessandro, especially for the holidays.
Well, I think that one dish that we actually put on the menu right before Thanksgiving, and it's really becoming the most popular one, we do an angioliere, so like fresh angioliere. We call it tagliolini in Italian. It's just pasta with black truffles, truffle butter, and thyme, and Parmesan cheese on it. I mean, I think that, and it's like being just like flying out of the door, and like, yeah. I think simplicity really is what makes a dish successful, and what's really make, you know.
Well, you mentioned truffles, and I'm kind of curious, is where do you find the truffles?
Well, actually, I've been getting them from Italy, black truffles,
right.
Actually.
Mm-hmm. And those are fresh?
Yeah, fresh black truffles. You know, they range around $600 a pound, so it's it's not a cheap item to have on a menu, but what we pay for it.
Right. Well, you know, if that's what it takes, that's what it takes, right?
Specialty.
You know, another dish that is very, I would say, holiday-ish is we have a Dungeness crab salad with avocado, grapefruit, celery, and I use finger lime from Goodland Organics up here in Goleta.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're familiar with it. It's also called caviar lime.
Right.
And it's delicious. You know, it reminds me a lot of
elongated.
It's like a crust, the flavor from like Meyer lemon and lime.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got the floral smell, and it just matches with the crab so beautifully.
Yeah. Well, this is the time of the year for the Dungeness, that's for sure. Yeah.
And rock crab as well. You know, it's the perfect time of the year. And New Year's Eve is coming up, so, you know.
Well, that's right.
It's all happening.
It's all happening.
Yeah.
And of course, I think everybody that's talking right now, it certainly enjoys food. And I haven't talked to John too much, but I suspect that that he enjoys some things other than lemons. And you do a lot of avocados too.
We're one of the largest growers of avocados in the United States too. Mm-hmm. So we do avocados, specialty citrus up in the San Joaquin Valley, lemons down in the Santa Clarita Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I want to have a really good time, like right before the holidays, I'll go to the Biltmore and have a martini out on that little patio and look at the water, and I'll just, it's so fabulous to live here, you know, and it's so wonderful and great to have the Biltmore. But I love fish, I love salmon, I love all sorts of things. So, you know, it's just a great, we have so much great food here and so much fresh food here, it's wonderful.
Well, one of the things, Alessandro, that we talked about is that, you know, one of the things about, you know, what you do at the Biltmore is because it's not cheap, you know, but there's a difference between expensive and value, and you still give good value.
You get great value at the Biltmore.
The truffle dish, you know, I pay a lot of money for truffles. Yeah, I'm charging about, you know, I'm trying to use the best ingredients that I can, like, you know, like the salmon. I'm making all the pasta in-house. So, I mean, it's just like I'm trying to give as much as I can in terms of what I purchase and what I cook in the kitchen. So I think that's the value that adds on to what you're eating here.
The fortunate thing is to be able to work at a place like that where you can do those things.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, we're right on the ocean. You know, we're so lucky.
Fabulous.
I mean, our location is probably, I mean, it is the best location in Santa Barbara. I mean, it's
the whole experience is fabulous.
Yeah, I think, you know, and the service as well. You know, and you know, the Four Seasons service, and it's just like, it's a little paradise. I mean, we're so lucky to work here and you know, to have our guests coming here and enjoying it. You know, I was on vacation in Italy, you know, and, you know, my family's there, and it's like 28 degrees, you know, it was snowing last week, so every time I go visit family, I say, okay, now I'm going back on vacation, you know, here in Santa Barbara. That's what I say all the time.
Alessandro, we're going to have to let you go. We've had so much fun. Patrick, we appreciate you coming in.
Happy holidays to everybody.
It was great talking to you.
What is the website, Patrick, real quick?
www.mtcookalpinesalmon.com. Thank you.
Yeah, mountcookalpinesalmon.com. Patrick, thank you very much, and we appreciate you coming on. You're listening to Cork and Fork Radio.
We'll be back after a quick swig of the bottle.